This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With me, Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, boo.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer, and woohoo, we have made it to part two of the Vanderpump Rules reunion, and I'm very excited to be joined in the studio by my friend Danny Murphy. Hi, Danny.
Hi, how are you? I'm glad there's no restraining orders filed, so I could actually be in the room with you.
I brought something. If you could just step across the street.
Okay, yes.
So obviously Raquel has spent the first part of the reunion in her trailer, 100 yards away from Sheena. And then by the end of this episode, Sheena has retired to her trailer that is 100 yards away from Raquel. I did pause, take some screenshots, compare it to make sure that Ooh. Raquel's trailer was not any nicer than Sheena's. It looks like they are the exact same.
I think they are in the same trailer, just like Sheena had the Postmate White Claw.
Oh, you think it's the same trailer?
I think it's the same trailer.
Is that allowed?
I feel...
Is that ethical?
Let me call Jen Shaw. Let me be her one call of the day to see. Hey, girl.
She's busy getting her blood tested by Elizabeth Holmes.
She's like, okay, Lizzie, you test my blood, but you got to audition like everybody else for my Housewives play I'm doing in the penitentiary. Yeah. I can't wait to see that.
I want to be on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
The only thing fake about me
is my voice. What a reveal.
Hi, baby gorgeous.
Wait, her feuding with Lisa Barlow? Or she'd be like, Lisa would be like, my son's an entrepreneur too.
My son Jack is going to be, he's going to be really, he has Fresh Wolf hair products. It works better than Theranos. Oh my God. Before we digress too far. So A Tale of Two Trailers.
It's very, well, I feel like Raquel is kind of Trailer Swift. You know what I mean? She's kind of like, she's in her Eras tour, her trying. She's like, okay, I'm going to have my big, big reputation. And she's just like, I'm here.
And she, you know, she's not a pathological liar.
Her character's being questioned.
Her character's being questioned. She doesn't love to hear that it sounds like actually maybe Ariana and Tom did have some form of a relationship. Let's just talk about this first. Then we'll get back to what's happening on the soundstage.
Okay, yeah.
But the conversation between Tom and Raquel was very interesting, and you can tell that they are obviously extremely aware that they are being filmed.
Yes.
And that they're kind of recapping. I love that Tom is like recounting for her what's happened on stage, and she's like, oh yeah, I watched the whole thing.
That's, and like, I feel like he knew that, but that just shows how he is in every relationship. He just has to tell his point of view.
He's like, yeah, like James out of control, Sheena groveling to Katie, Lala doesn't give a flying fuck about either one of us. It's like, yeah, why would she?
You guys have been, A, besides the fact that you've been mean to her the entire like season and beyond, why would she give you guys any grace?
Right, Lala wasn't getting along with Sandoval or Raquel before the affair came out.
Yeah. Why would she suddenly change her tune?
Right, like, out of all of the people on the stage, it's like, yeah, like, obviously Lala doesn't give a fuck about either of you. But yeah, they both know that they're not pathological liars because Raquel says the only thing that they've lied about is this affair. The only thing, Danny.
She's like, you know me, I'm the most honest person. I just cheated on my best friend with her long-term boyfriend for 8 months. But like, that is it.
You know, I actually do. One thing that I've said in the past about these shows is that when people are like, you can call me anything, but don't call me a liar. I hate when people do that because it's like everybody lies.
Everybody lies. But Raquel, Brandy.
Raquel doesn't lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Raquel, except the affair.
The affair. Besides that, and also then like, do you know also that there's like 85 lies you did with that one lie too?
Right. That's the funny thing that Raquel she maintains her composure throughout this entire experience in such a way that is so unsettling to watch.
I was like, it's terrifying.
Because we see, you know, Sheena's having a complete emotional breakdown on the set, and Raquel, blank-eyed stare, even a hint of a smile, perhaps.
What'd she say? She's like, I should have sent her a letter. I'm like, what is going on in your brain?
Yeah, James and Allie are talking about their relationship. Raquel, no emotion on her face. Everybody, you know, like everybody on this stage is emotional, and Raquel is watching it like it's House Hunters.
Okay, and even I cry at House Hunters. But I'm wondering, do you think we'll get a tear from her part three?
I think we will, because I think the performance will kick in. But
the pageant queen.
It's surprising that Sandoval has chosen to go more of the emotional route and Raquel hasn't. Like, that to me is an interesting choice, because it does feel like a choice. Like, Sandoval coming on stage and being like, like, that feels like something where it's like, I'm not saying he has like no real emotions about this, but like,
he went in being like, what is my options? And that was the option he went. But I like how you can tell it's an act, because when people are like, we're tired of your groveling, he flips into such a fury.
Yeah. He's like, okay, Lala.
And it's like, you're not a saint either. It's like, no one's saying that they're a saint. They're calling you out for the actions you did.
Yeah. I want to talk. So on Peacock, we're getting extended, uncensored, pumped up editions. I love, yes. Like, pump it up,
pumped
baby.
Pumped up.
Pump it up like Lala's lips. Yeah. but I don't know if you've been watching, because I watched the regular episode, yeah. And then it feels like, okay, like, do I watch this? Like, am I scouring with a fine tooth comb for what's new? But one thing that popped out this morning when I was kind of watching a little bit of it is there's a moment where, just casually, off the cuff, Tom Sandoval calls Ariana a motherfucker. And
motherfucking scumbag. No, you motherfucking liar.
Okay, motherfucker.
That is insane.
Lisa's head whips around. She's like, did you say motherfucker?
Lisa's like, well, in London, that's kind of just like allow.
Lisa, who even everything that's happened over the last episode, she's kind of like, okay, guys, not too much on Tom. Come on now. She's like, motherfucker.
She's like, I'll excuse the affair, the lies, the deceit, but come on, that's a little below the belt. I am shocked that, but that's also because that's the Tom. That's Tom. That's Tom is letting himself show, because it's like, why would you, in what realm? Because we see in some of the previews and even the more extended that he kind of tries to go on the defensive and offensive to Ariana, being like, you coach me, like, you tell me what to do. You were all this, that, and that, calling her a motherfucker, when it's kind of like, so what did he think he was going to get out of this?
Right. I think that's the fact that he seems so carefully considered, trying to coach Raquel, having all of this strategy, whatever, and then still says and does things that make him seem so out of touch with how he's coming across, that after his and Raquel's little scene in the trailer, he exits and then re-enters and it's like, okay, guys, let's put the cameras down. I want to talk to Raquel. And they're like, no, the cameras are up anytime people are together. And he's like, what, dude? No, like legally you have to give me a break. And they're like, right. You can take a break in your dressing room with your salad that we got for you. Not speaking to Raquel in the trailer, because that's on camera.
Or also, you guys can just sit and eat, and if you don't say anything interesting, it won't be on the show.
Right. This whole situation is a problem of his own making.
Yes.
And then on top of everything that's already been done, he's in this moment making it worse by having this fit with the producer who is doing his job. That it's like, I mean, inside, the rest of them are eating lunch together. That's on camera because they're talking about what's happening. The way that these reunions are filmed now, I mean, maybe it wasn't like this 10 years ago where they would kind of keep the fourth wall a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, it's a full 360. We see them getting ready. We see Andy coming into their dressing rooms and being like, you ready for today? Like,
yeah. And it's also so interesting. Well, the producer he yelled at was so gorgeous. I did look him up on Instagram. I just have to say that. But B, it is kind of funny that it's like, he had to know this meltdown he had would be shown. Like, what, in what realm would he be like, I'm going to flip out and they're going to leave that out?
Right. And I think this is the kind of thing where he is so meticulous about how he comes across until up until a point, and then he literally can't stop himself from doing the thing. It's like, you know, when you say like, oh, you know, I don't have this problem. And then you do the exact thing that you're trying to say you don't do. And it's like, Tom, you are not only have you already made yourself look like an asshole to every single person in the cast and to everyone watching it, but now, you know, yelling at the crew is not really the way to make people feel bad for you.
And you summed it up perfectly with like, you were in a mess of your own making. Because I feel like if it was like, for some reason, Katie Maloney might have like said to a producer, yeah, I just need 2 minutes right over there.
Right.
They might even be like, okay, well, like film you from a distance, but you can like walk over there. But Tom, you are the person everybody is mad at here. And you want to have a secret moment with the person everyone's mad at you with, who's about to go on stage. We need to know what you're trying to calculate.
Right. He's trying to explain to the producer that he's in a delicate position right now. It's like, yeah, we know. That's why we are interested in what's going on.
Shit, dumbass. Yeah. Like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Wow. He also earlier in toward the beginning of the episode, he makes an offhand comment that is completely left unexamined. Oh, yes. Where he says he's like mad at Lala as usual. And he says that Lala pulled her IUD the day she found out Stassi was pregnant.
And it's just such a passing moment. I had to rewind because I was like, did I hear that right?
You said you felt like the people in the room didn't catch it. And I agree. I watched it back. And it's like the way that nobody even like, nobody even does like a, there's no, it just sits there. And then we move on.
And I know. And I feel like, because me and you were talking before, there was like, did she hear that? Did she just let it go? She did post on Instagram that she did miss it.
Yes. The story she posted, she's saying, good thing I didn't hear you at the reunion because these mama bear paws would have mauled him.
And can I tell you something? I don't think she's using like a metaphor. I don't think she's saying like, in another world, she would have scratched up and it would have been the monster from Barbarian.
This is an audio format, but when I said mauled him, both of us just did like lady, like monster.
Monster, put the balls up.
She would have mauled him.
Give them Gaga. Mauled them, yes.
Sheena nails digging in.
I can't make a fist. She Lala would make a fist.
You can't make a fist, but you can
maul. So that was Tom Sandoval. I don't know. I'm glad he has some tour dates in somewhere fucking place.
Every time
he needs to leave West
every
Hollywood.
Time Sheena does the like, shows her nails to like exonerate herself from the possibility of having punched Raquel, it just sparks joy for me in such a way. She's like, can't make a fist. You see the nails.
Your Honor. It really makes me, because I know they've been talking about doing the Legally Blonde 3 for so long. This is it.
Oh my God.
Give
Your Honor, as you can see, my client had fresh acrylics.
And sparkles.
You see those tips? There is absolutely no way she could have formed that hand into a fist.
Case dismissed. We're good as gold.
There's like confetti in the courtroom.
She breaks out into a split.
Sheena giving Andy the good as gold.
I love her so much.
Vinyl. The gold, good as gold vinyl. Because 10 years ago, he said by 2023, you're going to have an album. She's perfect.
She really gives so many layers, because you laugh with her, you sometimes laugh at her, you love her, you root for her, you cry with her. She really bears her entire soul.
Yeah. And I think that is part of, that's one layer of what this scandal has been so, you know, engrossing, that it's like, obviously Tom and Ariana are like their own thing, but then the different reactions to it throughout the group, the way that Sheena is so directly involved and this restraining order, and seeing her, you know, break down over the stress that this has caused her, that she's, you know, having a breakdown in front of her daughter, and it's so real. And I mean, as like in the finale when Sandoval came over and she's like, I gotta go make my baby dinner.
I gotta go make my... That's how I end every conversation. I gotta go make my baby dinner.
Make my baby dinner.
We're not friends because you don't deserve friends. But she cries through it because it's hard for her. Like, she really loved that Tom Sandoval.
Well, and I love, like, the thing is, obviously, it sucks that Sheena has to, you know, leave the premises for the next few hours. But I love that she is, like, like, she's still the top dog because she's like, okay, guys, I'll see you later. Like, I'll be back at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah,
like,
we're taking a photo.
Like, Raquel will scuttle off to whatever, you know, den of sin that she's staying in. And, like, I'll be back on stage doing the toast at the end of the day.
Oh, they'll probably, and the toast's going to be to Good as Gold. They're going to play it again.
Oh, God, I hope so.
And also, it's the thing, she got two parts of the reunion, and Raquel's just in for the third, and... From what we've seen to Tom, I don't even think Sheena would have gotten a word in if she stayed on stage, because it's assumingly going to be Lala and James just ripping.
Yeah.
Apart. I did love that they had her like little like clickety clackety walk out. It was kind of like, how y'all doing?
Hey.
Hi, everybody. And I'm sitting down.
Yeah.
In the seat, not for her.
Yeah, that was weird. So it was supposed to be, so on that side of Andy, it's Lisa, Sandoval, Schwartz, Sheena, and then Schwartz was supposed to take Sheena's chair, and Raquel was going to be next to Sandoval. Sandwich. Tom Sandwich.
Oh, so there's something about her.
But I don't. Who made the call that
Ariana?
She was like, I don't want to see them together.
She just said no.
No.
Like, she went full Game of Thrones. Like, I was like, and I, even Andy was like,
okay.
And I think that was for the best, because like Schwartz was popping pills. He said it was Xanax, but then he also maybe like said it was three different other things. I don't think he should have been doing too much moving.
It is like the taking the pills out on camera like that was bizarre. It's like you had a break.
You had a break. I'm like,
James was peeing every 10 minutes.
As like, Erica Jane said, but go on, have your moment.
Go on, have your moment.
And then throwing it out. I was like,
why are we tossing the prescription? Also, it's like, okay, LOL, everyone take a Xanax. But also, like, we're on TV. You can't be, like, sharing your prescription drugs on camera. Andy's like, what is going on? Or one of the best parts of the uncensored episode is earlier when James, like, you know, gets up to leave. He's telling the producer, like, oh, sorry, I'm talking about Tom. And then it got so heated that I have to pee. And he comes back, and James and Andy's just like, stay in your fucking chair.
I also love, I can't wait for James Kennedy to get eventually sued by Beyonce for his heated remix that he's going to DJ. Cough me, please, because the sign fire.
Sit on hardwood floors. 10 cents across the board.
I mean, maybe B's watching Vanderpump. I don't know. I don't know if Bay is checking in.
I think she's just a little occupied.
I mean, she has to travel from all these European countries.
I don't know if Beyonce would put up with the nonsense of Vanderpump
Rules.
That's
actually very true. I'm seeing her in September. I'll shout and ask her.
Thank you so much for that.
I'm seeing her in LA. I hope a Vanderpump Rules cast member's there.
Promise.
Yes. Maybe I'll be like, see you at something about her after.
Oh my God. Do you think Beyonce's ever been to Tom Tom?
Never.
No.
But a lot of other people have.
I have. That's something. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Earlier, they're talking about what happened with Sheena and Raquel.
Yeah.
She won't say anything because the restraining order is still in effect.
Fair.
Love that. She has that good counsel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody else obviously is Team Sheena in this, but then Andy asks Sandoval what he thinks happened. And
I thought my TV was buffering.
The pause is so pregnant. So long.
It was a longer pause than Dorinda was on.
Well, and just like the pained look of like, well, you know, well, I wasn't there.
Scratch his mustache.
Lisa's like, why is it so hard to answer? And he's like, well, I feel like I'm between a rock and a hard place. And she does like, then keep your fucking mouth shut.
And I love that. If you don't know how to answer, don't.
Right. And he the first thing he says is, I wasn't there. And then.
And you want to know why I feel he paused? Because he didn't have time to double check with Raquel how she would answer when Andy would probably ask her about that.
I love when Lisa goes, well, I think she might have slapped her. And we see Raquel's like touching up her makeup. She goes, nope.
She literally is like that little girl from that TV show where she's like all like the club makeup.
That's like the biggest reaction we get from Raquel to anything that happens when she's in the trailer. She's like, nope. But yeah, so Tom is having trouble answering because he's between a rock and a hard place because he doesn't want to ruin his friendship with Sheena.
And Ariana lets him know, that's over.
You don't have a relationship with Sheena, idiot.
And I love too Ariana being like, well, Sheena said on speakerphone, hold on, I'm going to throw this phone in the gutter and call mine. Oh, I love being a Taurus.
See, yeah. That is perfect. That it's like, I need Raquel's phone to be broken.
Yes. To be in a gutter. I mean, it was fixed enough because she sent Ariana a text, but.
Yeah, maybe, you know, if anything, maybe Sheena can pay Raquel's Apple Store bill, but she certainly shouldn't be paying her legal fees.
I mean, I know Raquel does not have Apple Care.
Well, you know what I really feel like is accurate? I think Raquel's parents probably still pay for her phone. Which, no shame.
No shame. I also feel like this came right before tax season, and I feel Raquel probably got really overwhelmed and messed up with that because I don't think she understands what taxes are.
It's just apropos of nothing.
Well, also, I mean, I guess it's not an exclusive. She did ask me when tax day was when I interviewed her before Scandoval broke. I was like, this is hilarious. And of course I helped her out then because I was a girl's girl.
And that was the day.
The day.
Because so. She was, I can't remember if I've talked about this, but she went to Page Six. You and Evan chatted with her and Sheena. Mm-hmm. They were maybe supposed to come here. The scheduling didn't work out. And I was relieved after the fact.
Oh.
But then also a little bit like, but it would have been iconic.
It would have been iconic. Well, because I was with them. Evan was with Ariana and Tom. We literally.
Oh, yeah. He was in LA.
He was in LA at the show where the phone fell.
Fuck.
And I was like, that's like literally, I'm going to make an IMDb page for myself to be like extra in Sheena's vlog about Scandoval.
Oh my God, the vlog.
And she was vlogging her heart out and she was helping Raquel out so much then. So she did ride for her.
Right. She gave her a place to live. She, you know, honestly, like Raquel probably would not be on the show this season the way that she was if Ariana and Sheena weren't
supporting her,
actual friends to her.
And I feel we've seen for so much how Sheena struggles with her female friendships on the show.
Yeah.
Sometimes. From her own making, but a lot of times not. And I think she was just so excited to have like a little sister that she was going to ride with for so long. And then for this to be that sister.
I am curious, like where Sheena's relationships with Lala and Katie go from here, because it seems like this is the kind of watershed moment that would kind of make everything else seem like water under the bridge.
Pish posh on me. Yeah.
Pish posh. In the words of Krista Noti, pish posh on me. But I don't necessarily, I mean, we're still going to have a reality show that conflict. Needs storylines.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, in my mind, it's like, I would love to see Katie be nice to Sheena, but then also it's like, I don't want next season to be boring.
I know. I can't have them all be like, Ariana, we fucking love you. Okay.
Right. Like truth circle around Ariana and like shower her with love isn't a whole season of Vanderpump Rules.
No.
It's been great. Honestly, the timing of when this broke worked out really well because we got to watch the second half of the season with a super interesting viewpoint.
Lens, yeah.
We got that one finale episode that was, you know, a once in a generation reality TV happening. Mm-hmm. And then this reunion is really like where we need answers and, you know, more stuff to talk about. Yeah. But then if they go back in a couple months to film season 11, it can't just be like the finale for 10 episodes. Like it, no. There has to be like more story.
Well, there's going to be drama. Like you think Ariana and Katie are going to be friendly? Who's going to open up the shop? Babe, you do Tuesdays. I'm tired. I can't make a pastrami on rye.
Well, they sold enough merch that they should be able to hire somebody.
That's true. Fingers crossed. But no, they need to have the drama. I'm helping them.
That's
have
true.
Pastrami drama.
Pastrama.
And also with Sir closing.
Sir's not closing. Pump is closing.
Let's replay that in 5 months. Maybe I'm right.
I'm
my like, Turkish coffee cup told me.
I'm like, Guillermo, Natalie, no. Don't sue us.
Oh, Guillermo.
Sir is doing great.
Wait, no, Guillermo, you can talk to me. It's okay.
He would talk to you through a lawyer. Trust
no,
and believe.
Oh, Daryl.
Oh, my God. But yeah, we do get to see Raquel's little one-on-one sit down with Andy, finally.
I wanted them to have a video of her going to Nordstrom Rack and asking the like shop, like they're like, hey, can we help you with anything? She's like, yeah. Do you have anything that's like sexy but business? Like she literally was like working girl, like I have a head for business and a body for sin. She's like, I kind of like, it's sort of like an important like year-end review for work. Like, do you have anything like this blazer? She's like, that's perfect.
Blazer. Love it. So she, Andy asks how she envisioned that things would work out. And she says that she kind of just envisioned that they would work out.
And can I tell you, I honestly, sincerely think she felt that.
I mean, Raquel is the definition of head empty, no thoughts, just vibes.
Yes.
And I think, I feel like she's mostly being honest that that's kind of how she was approaching this relationship with Sandoval. That, you know, they were friends for a long time. She started feeling feelings. She felt really, you know, loved by him. I believe that he is like sociopathic enough to really make her feel loved.
100%.
And like, I certainly don't see this as a situation where she has like no part of the blame. No. Like they both are consenting adults who did this for a long time behind many people's backs. But I do believe her that she was kind of just like charmed by Tom and was like, I like how this feels. Let's just go with it.
And he probably thought like I'm sure there were so many times he's like, oh, I'm going to break up with her next week. And Raquel's like, okay, that'll be good. Oh, sorry for Ariana, but that'll be good.
Yeah. So she says that it did seem like Ariana didn't want to know and that Tom was telling her that, you know, she was never asking too many questions. She didn't seem to really be suspecting of anything. So if she wanted to know, she probably would. And Andy's like, so when you say that, it kind of sounds like you're blaming her. And Raquel's like, I mean, yeah, that was kind of what we were thinking.
Where it's like, she saw that he went to Tom Schwartz's apartment, but why didn't she ask who he was going to be making out with there? Like, I'm just confused. Ariana wasn't doing her due diligence.
Well, and this is something that Tom was saying in the finale episode when he's like, well, you know, she never was asking that many questions. And so this feels like a Tom Sandoval talking point.
Yeah.
That he has decided it is a good thing to say that Ariana wasn't that invested in finding out and therefore they didn't feel like they needed to tell her. And like, I just would like to know what part of his brain thinks that this is an argument
that
makes them sound good.
What Reddit thread upvoted that comment to say, that's good. Because like, even Tom Schwartz, when he said that to him, Schwartz was like, I don't really think that makes sense.
Right. So like, not only is Tom Sandoval dead set on like coaching Raquel, he's not a good coach.
Oh, it's a league of their own.
Like he doesn't have like the correct plays.
No.
Like she's saying the talking points, but they're the same shitty talking points that he's been doing for the back half of this season. Mm. And, you know, she's like, well, you know, now I do know that she did want to know and that it was very deceitful to not tell her. And it's like, Thank you, Raquel.
The amount of times she's probably in her head just like, woo, hindsight's 2020.
Yeah, and then it even gets worse because she, on that Wednesday night, after you had spent the afternoon with Raquel and
my
Sheena,
girls, I was gabbing, I was like, wait, I'm loving you!
So when they spoke on the phone, she says that she felt pain from Ariana in that phone call, which it's like, you know, she's an empath.
She's such a feeler. She loves everyone.
I felt pain in the way that she was screaming at me.
Saying like, die, rat.
But so Ariana begged Raquel to tell her when everything happened, give her the details. And Raquel had said that up until that point, she and Tom had decided that they were going to tell her, but first they wanted to get their story straight because we knew it would hurt her to know how long it was. So Andy, you know, level sets, clears the, so he's like, so you were going to agree on a lie, a truncated timeline, which this goes, it says so much about how Tom Sandoval actually viewed this situation.
Oh, yeah.
That it's like, of course, at some point I was going to tell Ariana in the most vague general of ways that I was not happy. But he was never going to say, like, back in July when we went to the Mondrian, Raquel and I, you know, started something that night. And then by BravoCon, it was a full affair.
Something new. I know. They were really good. I feel like he was going to be like, because he's been trying to, like, the entire season, he was doing subtle blaming Ariana for the crumbling of the relationship. Like, she just shuts me down. She's so dismissive of me. She says, da, 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 da. So I feel like that was his perfect, in his head, he had the perfect plan where he was like, then I'm going to say, you know, we had an electric kiss. It was nothing more than that. We had this kiss, but I had to end it with Ariana to explore my feelings with you.
I think last episode, when Sandoval said in his interview that Schwartz knew in January, I feel like that's probably roughly the timeline that Ariana would have been told.
Mm-hmm.
That they had decided that January was like a reasonable thing where it was like, it started happening and I knew that I had to tell you within...
too much. But, and I also hope you know, like,
within 60 days.
To any person right now currently cheating on their partner, the timeline, it could have been 5 to 7 business days, could be a year, could have been an afternoon. Timeline, I don't think it would matter.
Yeah, it is funny. Just sticking with Raquel's, how her brain works. Back when Tom is in the trailer and they're talking and she's like surprised to hear that they had some sort of intimate relationship. And she says, I feel like she felt like you wanted to keep the relationship going because you never broke up with her. And it's like, that is, you know, that is sort of how relationships work, that most of the time, if the person doesn't break up with you, you take that to mean that they still are wanting to be in the relationship.
Yeah, baby girl's hooked on phonics now. She's like, wait, oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, like, this is like an at-will employment state. Like, nobody is just, you're not just in the relationship for 20 years because,
why else do you think Ariana was, like, being a partner to him?
Right.
And freezing embryos, or about to.
Right. Like, there are just so many moments when Raquel specifically is speaking where it's like, you're saying something that you think sounds emotionally deep, or like that is like connected to a thought process that is just like either the most basic how people work.
I know.
Or it's like completely made up.
Yeah.
When she's saying, I just thought it would work out. It's like, babe, how?
They're kind of really giving Shaggy and Scooby-Doo. Because they're just like, wait, our plan didn't work of like, what, like getting high and doing nothing and then just like having everybody else live around you and just trying to hope a puzzle piece solves itself.
She's living on a galaxy light and a prayer.
Amen. Her poor electric bill.
Are galaxy lights like, do they suck the power? I guess.
I feel like I can imagine those being plugged into a power strip cord dangling off a side a firestorm away. She gives me worry.
Raquel is the kind of person who would like accidentally burn down a building.
Her candle's been lit since reunion. She's like, fuck, I figured I forgot to blow that out.
She has never unplugged her straightener.
No.
She's like, I thought with the wand, you didn't have to unplug it.
Okay, I live in LA, it's electric. Like the car.
She's like, I think the power's solar.
She's like, Wait, I do now need a fan cam of her dancing to Solar Power by Lorde.
Oh my God. I mean, she didn't know when tax day was. Maybe she doesn't know.
I know.
Maybe she's never paid an electric bill.
I was
going
to say, sorry for ratting you out about that, Raquel, but I feel she has bigger fish to fry than not knowing how to do her taxes.
I think you will be okay. I am not sure about her because she is stepping into the lion's den at the end of the episode.
With Sandoval being like the girl from Squid Game going, green light, what was that?
I don't know.
That was so, is that a code?
I'm like, are you okay?
Maybe they are big Lorde fans because that's another Lorde song.
Leave Lorde out of this.
Wait, like she goes on stage for the most extra. She's like, guys, what?
Do you think Lorde knows what Vanderpump Rules is?
Her? I would say yes.
Yes. Okay.
Because I feel Beyonce is a housewife fan because like she did Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
Lorde and Rihanna, I think, are more Vanderpump and I guess New York housewives.
Interesting. I feel like Lorde doesn't want anything to do with this.
Well, actually, Lorde doesn't have a phone. She like puts her CDs in boxes.
You think Lorde is going to peacocktv.com?
I could see her using Peacock before Twitter.
And putting in her credit card information.
No, Jack Antonoff's.
Jack Antonoff has the Peacock account, and like Taylor Swift, Lana Del Rey, and Lorde all use it.
Wow. I'd love to see all their avatars.
Oh my God, right. What's your Peacock avatar?
It's Mariska Hargitay.
Mine is Curious George. Wow. NBC Universal contains multitudes.
Oh, levels.
Oh my gosh. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
On Arts Educators Save the World, we talk with artists and their mentors to discuss the transformative work that happens in arts education. We began with Lin-Manuel Miranda and his elementary school music teacher, and mine, Barbara Ames.
The direct education we got from Barbara, it was life-changing.
And since then, we've spoken with Cecily Strong, Josh Radner, Annalie Ashford, Robert Lopez, and so many others, each with their mentors. Join us again as we begin season 2 of Arts Educators Save the World, available everywhere.
This episode is brought to you by new, crisp and refreshing Heineken Silver, with only 3.2 carbs and 95 calories, and most importantly, no bitter endings. In honor of my new favorite beer, it is time for a little game called Happy Endings versus Bitter Endings. Who from this week's Bravo shows is headed for a happy ending, and who's on track to have a bitter taste in their mouth? Let's find out. Danny, who from this week on Bravo, it could be Vanderpump, it could be something else, who do you feel like is headed for good things?
Good things, I feel I could see, Andy and his bank account.
Oh, yeah.
I feel James and Allie.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about Allie, but I think Allie had a great first reunion showing. Mm-hmm. She got in, she got out, and then she's going to Sheena's trailer to watch with her. I love that Sheena has a friend in the trailer. Like, that's, Raquel was like, all alone, which as she should be. Mm-hmm. I think Allie has come across the best that she possibly could have this season.
I think so too. I think she had a really great season and everybody kind of vibes with her too, which is a good skill, so she can kind of flow all around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll agree with you on the happy endings. Okay. My bitter ending. I'm taking us from Vanderpump to Jersey.
Okay.
Jersey reunion started this week, and you know who I feel like is headed for a bitter ending? Teresa Giudice. I think that the energy she is bringing into this reunion, I'm enjoying watching it.
Yeah.
But I think I talked about this on our recap episode with Jordana yesterday. I think she's getting a little too close to the "this is my show" energy. And we've seen that backfire for other people on Bravo.
Like every housewife who tries to do that.
Every housewife, Jax Taylor. And I think that Teresa is, maybe it will, maybe she'll be happy to not have Melissa in her life. But I don't know overall if she is setting herself up for long term.
And it's only part one and Louie's not there yet. So I think she's just going to get more explosive and alienating. And it seems also she might be running into that bitter end. She might be bitterly done too.
Yeah. Do you have a bitter ending?
Paige DeSorbo in People Magazine, because she kind of tried to like add People Magazine into the calculationness of Lindsay and Carl, and Dave Quinn kind of clapped back at her. So yeah, that was a little messy, Paige, but...
Honestly, this season of Summer House, bitter ending.
That's what they call Montauk, the bitter end, right?
I don't know.
If anybody has a trust fund, let us know if that is what Montauk is called.
Fair enough. Well, those are today's happy endings and bitter endings, brought to you by Heineken Silver. With only 3.2 grams of carbs and 95 calories, this new, crisp, and refreshing beer won't compromise on taste, which means no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 or over to purchase. Please enjoy Heineken responsibly. Danny, it's always such a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you so much for joining me today. We've got one more part of this reunion left, and I'm nervous.
I'm scared. I'm already tired, scared, and have a headache, but I cannot wait to watch it.
And we will get through it together. thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show wherever you listen. You can follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. And until next time, be cool. Don't be all like uncool. Mention It All is produced by Dylan Hafer, Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Dylan Hafer and Ali Friedlander. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart, or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches.